So what exactly is the mitzvah that one does when one is going to Menachem Avel? So I mentioned previously, briefly, that there's a mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim which is performed toward those that are living, the Avelim, and there's a mitzvah of Nichma Avelim which is performed to the Neshama, to the deceased, who is no longer here. Now, the first mitzvah is pretty straightforward. We know Zechas that somebody is down and out, he's in pain, he's in a position of pain, and one can go ahead and alleviate his suffering and give him, so first of all, to alleviate the current status of suffering that he's in, the mindset, the mentality that he's in, to help him go forward, change his perspective going forward to the future, showing there is hope to go forward and how one can carry on. And the second concept, and that is a nechama for the neshama of the person who was nifter. Now, where do we see this concept? So, we pass in Shulchan Aruch, and it's coming from a Gemara in Shabbos, very interesting halacha. The halacha is as follows. If somebody dies and he has no family, no immediate family, maybe a very distant family, or he has no family whatsoever, and there's nobody who's going to be misabel for this person. So he has no one to shiva for him. Halacha is, as Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, that the proper thing to do is to take 10 kosher people and have them sit in his house for the duration of the week of Shiva, and they will sit there and people will come to them and be Menachem and talk about the mace. Now, this is highly enigmatic because what are they doing? They're certainly not down and out. They're not related to this person. There are people, B'nai Adam, Kshedrin from Klal Yisrael, and they're going to sit in this house and they're going to talk about the mace. So clearly there's a concept of sitting Shiva which has nothing to do with the people being down and out. There's a concept of sitting Shiva purely for the benefit of the Neshama. Now, in actuality, we don't see this practice too commonly, and that's because, as the Ramah says, L'Yisi Nagin Kain, that he hasn't, the Ramah himself already writes that people aren't the Minig or Maisa, practically is not this sort of thing. However, the concept is certainly very true. And if you look at the Mishnah, the concept is expressed in the form where at the very least they will come and they'll have a minion in his house. Meaning they'll come to the house where the person lives the majority of his life, or at least where he lived prior to passing away, and they'll have a minion of tefillahs in his house. So now, what exactly is this benefit? So the Farshim speak out, they explain it in various different methods, but the idea is that the Shiva represents a time where people, there's a period of transition. Just like the period for the person who is suffering the loss, the person sitting Shiva, he transitions from a time where he had his Karev with him to a whole new world where there is no more Karev. The Shem itself goes through the most dramatic of transitions, and that is experiencing this world and moving on to a whole different world, a world with no mitzvahs, a world with no Torah, a whole different dimension. That transition is something which is very, very shocking. Interestingly, I saw that those who want to make a tushtel, the Shev Brachas as well, that the 7 days represent the transition to a whole new frame of reference in life, a whole new paradigm in life. Now, that concept of having a transition, and the Neshama goes through that stage, it also needs a Nechama, it also needs something to keep it going during that period. And that, by having the Minyanim going on in the house where the person was Nifter, that gives the Neshama Chizuk during the week of the Shiva. So by doing that, one can have a Nechama as well. If one did not go to the Farshim speak out, the Ramban, there actually comes from Ramban who speaks out, if one did not actually dive into the house of the Nifter, so it's not a Chus for the Neshama, but one at least goes to the house and says something of Divrei Nichumen to the children who are sitting Shiva, or even to these other 10 people who are sitting there, that also works as an aliyah for the Neshama. So practically speaking, what comes out of this is very interesting, is that what would happen if one wants to be Mekai in the mitzvah of Nichma Avelim, and he can't go in person. If he could go in person, there's no question he should be going in person. The greatest form of comfort for a person, if you send a messenger, you're really not showing very much solidarity to the person sitting Shiva. However, if one can't go in person, what should one do? So can one make a phone call? Can one send a letter? So Ramah Moshe Feinstein rules that if one goes ahead and makes a phone call, one ultimately accomplishes, by course of the discussion with the person who's sitting Shiva, one accomplishes the mitzvah of Nichma Avelim. However, he says, since you're not there, you're not in the place of the Avelos, you're not in the house of the Nifter, you are not Mekayim the Chesed with the Mace. That's something which you'll miss out on. You will be Mekayim Chesed with the Chai. Likewise, Ramah Moshe doesn't write this, but it seemed to follow as well, that if somebody writes a letter of Nechama to the family, and that can accomplish tremendous things. Sometimes a letter is even more worthwhile than a visit, when someone who's sitting Shiva has a chance to read it over properly and think about what you have to offer him in terms of condolence. But that concept will only work as far as the Menachem, the person. I imagine the letter would have to arrive during Shiva to Mekayim the Mitzvah. But that would only be as far as the mace, as far as the people who are sitting Shiva. As far as the mace, and the Shama of the mace, again, since the person is not actually there, Menachem, right there in the house of the mace, one would not be Mekayim that Mitzvah.